Some locals in Chiajua Communal Lands, Manicaland Province, say the companies that are proposing the merger have not yet spelled out how they will compensate them for lost fields and the provision of proper accommodation. According to Mines Minister Walter Chidakwa, the proposed merger of all diamond mines in Chiajua, DTZ2ZDO in Chimanimani, and Muroa Diamonds in Tshavane are expected to form a big company with a combined shareholding of 50%, with the government owning the other stake. The government and some stakeholders say this arrangement is expected to promote accountability in the mining of diamonds. There has been an outcry over the years, with most Zimbabweans saying they are not benefiting from diamond sales. Some diamond watchdogs have also claimed the country is losing billions of dollars in potential revenue due to lack of accountability in the mining and selling of the gems. Marvin Mudiwa of Chiajua, who is also chairperson of the Chiajua Community Development Trust, says this proposed measure is hounding displaced villagers.
What is happening? They are always keep it a secret, guarded secret all the time, each time is anything is happening. So we don't know, because we have got a lot of questions. Who is going to take over the burden of the monies that are these companies are owing retrenched workers?
Director of the Zimbabwe Natural Resources Dialogue Forum, Freeman Boso, echoed the same sentiments, adding that the company merger would cause serious legal challenges despite its good intentions.
Secondly, we have got outstanding issues with regards to money that was supposed to be displaced into community ownership trust. So in the event that there is a merger, we might have a legal logjam where communities might not find anyone to sort restitution for the monies that were supposed to be put in the community ownership trust. So the merger comes as a good development, but it also exposes the outstanding and hanging issues with regards to community access and beneficiation.
Boso says many outstanding promises between villagers and the companies would prove to be a major hurdle and a thorny issue to address under a new setup.
It might also bring about technical challenges and legal challenges in terms of the shareholdings of the companies that are said to be going into a merger. It also raises questions on the outstanding issues that communities have been asking for.
Solomon Mungure of the Institute for Peace, Leadership and Governance at the Africa University in Mutare shares the same views.
Environmental pollution that has been happening in Chiajua and other costs have been accruing owing to one of the companies. Will the new company inherit that too? Because if we can't make sure that those things happen, then obviously the merger is actually one of the, it's a perpetuation of the old legacy. If it becomes a perpetuation of the old legacy and government is presiding over that, it gives a bad name to government too.
Mungure says what is required is to deal with the issues of relocated people and those still in Chiajua before the merger. He says that the government should realize that any merger without tangible resolutions of pertinent issues of villagers would be in vain.
For example, one of my grievances is that if we have not sorted out the mess of mining which has been happening over the past 10 years, we cannot expect a merger to solve that.
It still remains to be seen whether some of these issues will be addressed before the merger, following years of conflict between the diamond mining firms and local communities. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Moyo.